We're looking at the book of Acts today, chapter 11, and the first three verses, where the Bible says, "Now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, 'You went in to uncircumcised men and ate with them.'" The early days of the Christian church presented some interesting challenges. Naturally, most of the early believers had a Jewish background because Jesus himself was a Jew and the apostles began their ministry in the city of Jerusalem. That meant that many of the early believers had inherited a good deal of uncalled-for prejudice against the Gentile world. They had trouble separating the essence of the gospel from their long-held traditions and felt a lot of apprehension over breaking long-held cultural taboos. Now, in the modern age, it's easy for us to look back and condemn those early believers for their attitude. But in modern Christianity, we face much the same problem. On the one hand, we've been told that we are in the world, but not of it. We naturally want to distance ourselves from the moral contamination of a world that has let go of its basic values. We want to keep our kids from learning wrong attitudes and behaviors from either television and the internet or from other neighborhood kids. So we tend to cloister where it's safe, away from the Gentile world. But that presents another distinct problem. The world just happens to be our mission field. God's marching orders to the church are to reach every last corner of the globe. In fact, every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. If the disciples had chosen to cloister in the upper room for the rest of their lives, chances are you and I wouldn't be meeting like this today. The Christian faith is alive and well almost 2,000 years later because the disciples found a balance. They were able to keep themselves, in the language of the Bible, unspotted from the world. And at the same time, they were fully engaged with it. I don't know if you've noticed it, but the modern media has this tendency to portray Christians as utterly out of touch with the world. Now, to some extent, it's going to be hard to avoid that, especially as the world pulls up more and more of its moral anchors and drifts away from the foundations that allowed us to build Western civilization. As Christians, there are some lines we clearly will never cross. Our job is not to be culturally relevant nearly so much as it is to hold out the hope of Jesus Christ to a world that is quite literally lost. But the bottom line is this: you can't win people you've never met. You simply can't discuss the most personal, intimate issues of a person's life with someone who does not know you or trust you. If you want to share your faith in an effective way, you essentially have to earn permission to speak to people. And that means building a genuine friendship with someone who doesn't know Christ. In recent decades, the Christian world has tried hard to influence a nation in moral decline using political means. And there seems to be this idea that if we take office and legislate our morality, it's going to save our civilization. But take a look at Jesus himself. He spent time with people, knowing them and loving them, and he actually refused political office when it was offered. He won people's hearts one by one, even in big crowds. And nobody can argue that he was clearly the most influential man in the history of civilization. In fact, nobody can really argue that Jesus' way isn't just the better way to live.